I will shout and I will sing. telling you, Robbie. Praise your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. You are the redeemed.
Hallelujah.
Washed like snow. Free from sin.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
You sound like a bunch of sheep. The redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from sin. And I will shout and I will sing. Let's thank Him for this morning. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Oh. Isn't He wonderful? Isn't this message wonderful? Oh, His presence this morning. Do you believe that He was here with us this morning? Amen. You believe He's here with us tonight? Amen. What a time we're having. What a glorious time. This is a jubilee. It is to the bride of Jesus Christ, the time and the day that we're living in. How much I really appreciate that song those sisters sung this morning. Oh, my goodness. That was precious, sister. There's no way that they would have known, they heard the tape, that time-tested memorial, that I was going to speak more upon the tree and by the water and for them to sing that exact verse. And I heard she just added, Sister Carl Fry just added that verse to the song the other day or sometime real soon. So that's the Lord.
Amen.
That's truly the Lord. And then did you hear how Brother Branham said on that? He said, now last Sunday it was so hot in the church.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, the brothers have been working all week long to get the air conditioner. Our brothers have been working all week long to get the air conditioners working. Amen. Oh, that was just a coincidence. You know, that's what they said. That same devil still said that same thing about Brother Branham. He's just a good guesser. It's just all coincidence. No, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
He likes to remind us and let us know, even in little things like that. He does. He raises the dead and He can tell us that, hey, the air conditioner is broken. I fixed it for you. He's the same Lord Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. And did you notice that He come back and He started talking about trees again this morning? He started talking about the trees and he said those grafted branches that was grafted into those trees. Praise the name of the Lord. He said those grafted ones, he said they produce a fruit, but it's not the original fruit. He says they've been grafted in. He says they draw the strength from the original vine, from the original tree. He says, but they produce a different fruit. But he said, if that tree, that original tree, ever puts forth another branch, it will produce the exact same fruit that you. You'll produce the exact same fruit as it was in the day of Pentecost. Amen. That it is that that fruit, though, he said, it has to set in the presence of light.
Amen.
To ripen.
Amen.
He says, we live in a day. He says, it's not light or dark. It's that dismal day. He says, but that light is what ripens that fruit.
Amen.
And he says, it has to set into that light. And that light is the message of the hour.
Amen.
And that's what's ripening our fruit right now. The message of the hour. We're sitting in the presence of the sun ripening. And I like that. I want to be at the top of the tree. Because Brother Branham says that that fruit right at the top of the tree, he says that's the one that ripens the first.
Amen.
So I'm going to climb to the very top of that tree, Lord. I want everything that you're going to give to me. I want to be there. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Branham was talking about Hosea. He said that he prophesied. And he said, I will return.
Amen.
After 2 days.
Yes.
And he explained that 2 days and that 2,000 years. And after that 2,000 years and that 3,000 years and that third day, he said, I will return again and revive.
Amen.
And he said, what is revive? He said, it's a revival.
Amen.
This is a revival.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He promised that he would give it to us.
Amen.
He promised that he was going to come again and restore all things, and that revival would come again at the end time. And it is now, and we know it now,
yeah.
And we're fruits of that Spirit.
Yeah.
He says, but you have to accept it in its fullness.
Yeah.
And that is who that God's messenger was, in its fullness.
Amen.
God coming again, revealing himself to the people. He said, you have to recognize it. He said, it's been vindicated both naturally, spiritually, materially. He said it's true vindicated word before the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And how is God making that revival? God is using his prophet to hew out, he said, a bride.
Amen.
He said it's chopping. It's chopping, chopping, chopping. Get everything out of the way and hewing that bride of Jesus Christ. He says that we hear it and we recognize it. He said the world, he says they don't. Although it's been vindicated and it's been proven by him, he says they don't know the day, they don't know the sign, they don't know the message. That the bride of Jesus Christ knows them all.
Amen.
They're recognizing them all.
Amen.
And God recognized it too. Did you know that? Brother Branham spoke it this morning. What a true blessing.
Yeah.
He said, and God has recognized there is a people on earth that he predestinated to life.
Amen.
He recognized this. Is the time to send his message.
He did it.
The people has recognized it. The bride time has realized the evening light.
Amen.
Amen. That evening light that has come that perfects the bride of Jesus Christ. And that's what it is. That's why we can be sitting together in heavenly places, listening to the word and becoming mature in this message, in this bride. He said, oh, sheep of God, hear the voice of God.
Amen.
Amen. Are you listening to the voice of God?
Amen.
Amen. He said, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
And he said, but he was talking about Jesus. That's exactly right.
Amen.
And that's the vessel that God chose to speak through.
Amen.
So when you hear the voice of God, you got to listen to the prophet. That is the voice of God for
Amen.
Today. So my sheep do hear my voice. And that's what we're getting ready to do tonight. He said to me, he said, it's Jehovah or nothing. I love how you said that today. He's talking about that woman, talking about we don't need the army and navy. We need the army and navy. We don't need Jehovah. For us, it's Jehovah or it's nothing. And how he said that he said he was sick. Here's a test and trial. Here's that prophet going through. That he had to battle, he said, to bring that word to us this morning.
Yeah.
He said he got sick at his stomach, and he said he was fighting and fighting. He said Satan was throwing everything at him, that he couldn't get it. He couldn't get it. He couldn't get it. And can you imagine? He said he woke up early that morning, like it would be this morning, and then God giving that. He opened up his book to Hosea, and he brought that message to us. That servant of God, he did it. And he said he was thinking how that battle that he went through. He says he was thinking of the story, he says, of the man that took the king's scepter.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, how beautiful. He says, I have the king's scepter this morning. He says, and I told Satan, get out of the way.
Amen.
He says, I've got a message of the king.
Yeah.
Are you glad for the message of the king tonight? Amen. Let's stand. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. As we invite him to come in and be with us again tonight. And also to thank him in our heart for what he did for us. What he's been doing for us. Amen. Day in and day out. Every day. Every day brings us closer to him. Every moment brings us closer to him.
Amen.
Then he does those little things. How wonderful. In the song the sister sung, and talking about that in the air conditioner with the brothers, they aren't coincidence. That's God letting you know that he's mindful. He's here. He knows. He said he's mindful of the little things. We've been talking about that. Sometimes we look at the big things. It's the little things. It's the little things we leave undone. We don't want to leave nothing undone.
Amen.
We just want to get all prepared for you, Lord. We do stumble. We do fall. We do make mistakes. Don't let Satan keep you down.
Amen.
Get yourself back up. You're a child of God, a royal seed of Abraham.
Yeah.
That's sitting in the light of today. God's give you a revelation of this message.
Amen.
We're so thankful. But well, we've come here to be more like him. That's truly the desire of our heart. We've had many requests that has been given to me right before we walked on the platform tonight. We know Father knows them all. And I know that there's many that are sick out there, really sick. And we're just going to join together as the bride of Jesus Christ, remembering those requests. It doesn't matter the name. Doesn't matter who it is. He knows who they are.
Amen.
He knows who you are.
Amen.
He knows the thoughts that's going through your mind right now.
Amen.
But he's here to answer our prayer.
Amen.
And before we go in the prayer, I want to read what Brother Branham, one of the last things he spoke on this morning's message. I think this is our prayer. This morning again, this evening, God create in me a revival.
Yes.
Let me be the revival.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Let each one of us be the revival.
Yes.
The revival in me. Make me, Lord, to hunger.
Yes.
Make me to thirst. Create in me, Lord, that what is needed in me. Let me, from this hour on, be thine. More consecrated servant.
Yes, Lord.
A better servant.
Yes.
More blessed of you.
Yes.
More able. More humbler. More kinder. More willing to work. More looking to the things that are positive.
Yes.
And forgetting the things that are in the past.
Amen.
And the negatives. Let me press towards the mark of a high calling of Christ.
Yeah.
Is that your prayer?
Amen.
This evening? Lord, truly, that's my prayer, Lord.
Amen.
That's the desire of my heart, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, come and be with us and meet these requests as we sing our little song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord. Invite Brother William to come up and take these requests before the Lord for us tonight. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Lord Jesus, Father, we only have words in our English vocabulary to describe, Lord, what you mean to us, Lord, for your love and your presence here today, Lord, and how blessed that we are to be able to come together and to hear your word, Lord. What an honor and what a privilege, Lord, to be able to hear and recognize the day and the time and hour we're living in, Lord, and how you spoke through your prophet, Lord, and oh, how it just burned within our hearts, Lord, and how we love you, Lord, and we just worship you with all of our heart, Lord. We just lift you up, Father, and say you're worthy of all of our praise, Lord. And Father, we just ask and humbly come before you. Just pray that you'd be with us this evening, Lord. And Lord, that you'd come down in a special way once again, Lord. Father, your prophet said that you never miss an appointment, Lord. And that you're always right there, Lord. And that you promised to be here where two or three were gathered in your name, Lord. And we believe that word, Father. We believe your prophet, Lord. And we believe all that he said, Lord. It's thus saith the Lord. How we love you, Lord, and how we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father. Lord, as these prayer requests are on this pulpit, Father, you know each one, Lord. Father, you know each need, Father. We just pray as a body together, Lord, that you move on the scene in each one, Lord. Every need, every desire, if it's physical, financial, spiritual, Lord, all the needs, Lord, we know that they'll be granted according to your perfect will, Lord. Father, we just love you, Lord. Every hand that was up that wanted to be closer to you or had a desire or need under their heart, Lord, we know that you know all about it. And we just commit it into your hands and just pray that you move on the scene in each life. Father, as we go into the further part of your service, Lord, we just want to commit this worship service into your hands, Lord, and just pray that you'd be pleased and that your Holy Spirit would just breathe on us, Lord, and move down, Lord, and as we move into the word, Lord, that you just sink it deep into our hearts, Lord, and Father, your prophet said this morning, Father, that we won't always have this time together, Lord. Oh, Father, I want to hang on to every second like it's our last, Father. Father, to be together with one another, and to Lord, to see when your prophet's speaking and the people catching what you're saying, Lord, how it just burns and thrills us, Lord. And Lord, what an honor it is to be here, Lord. I don't take it for granted, Lord. I just love you with all my heart, Lord. Father, just be with us in the remainder of the service, we pray. And we commit it all into your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he comes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. I sure enjoyed this morning's message. Oh, it was so wonderful. And you know, that's my desire, is looking and thinking of songs to sing, is teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees. Lord, I won't be moved. Nothing will move me until you answer my plea. Amen. Well, teach me, Lord, to wait. Down on my knees till in your good time you'll answer my plea. To rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you today, Lord. We thank you for your word, Lord, that you, Lord, that we can recognize, Lord, what you've given us in this day, Father. Lord, it's so real to us, Father. Lord, we just reveal your secrets to our heart, Lord. We're hungry, Lord. We want more of thee, Father. We're expecting abundantly, Father. And you continue, Lord, to give us, Lord. We're thankful, Lord. Now bless in these tithes and these offerings, Lord. For your honor and glory, we ask and pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, when they that wait upon the Lord shall renew.
I shall not be moved.
confiding, I shall not be moved. In him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved. Oh, and I shall not be moved. And I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree. And on his word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. For he's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the does something to your heart when you think of the love of God. I'd like to try to sing that song with you all.
The love of God is greater far than come or can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest sorrow and reaches to the lowest heaven. The guilty pain God gave His Son to win His erring child. He
Of man.
you happy that you've accepted the word of the Lord as spoken by his prophet.
Amen.
The revealed word to the bride of Jesus Christ. Tonight, God's prophet and messenger to bring us the message, Broken Cisterns.
Amen.
Let us listen to the voice of Elijah speak to his bride tonight. God bless you. Here's our prophet and pastor, Brother Branham. Amen.